Hello, Bee Culture readers. This is Dr. Tracy Ferrone. I'm here to read you my article for this month, and it's called Collaborations. AI, meaning artificial intelligence technologies, are a major topic of conversation these days. Are you an AI optimist or pessimist? Is a question now commonly posed. Like most technologies, AI can be used as a tool to aid human assessment. This type of AI use in beekeeping is evolving and will provide opportunities for research within apiculture. While I firmly believe nothing will replace an experienced beekeeper, any tool making beekeeping easier would be welcome in my book. This season, my students and I were fortunate enough to be included in the AppySense Global Field Research Program, a worldwide field research initiative focused on understanding honeybee colony health in real apiary conditions. AppySense is working with beekeepers, scientists, and research partners around the world to study how colonies communicate through biological signals and how these signals may help support earlier disease detection and better colony health management. So here's some more about the AppySense Global Field Research Program. AppySense is a Polish technology company developing an intelligent hive health system that translates the language of bees into clear, actual data. The system uses AI to analyze, pheromone-associated volatile organic compounds, often abbreviated VOCs, other hive gases, bee sounds, and environmental contexts to detect honeybee diseases and provide recommendations on what to do next. The AppySense Global Field Research Program is the world's largest field research program involving beekeeping. Approximately 3,000 monitored hives and 400 apiaries across 6 continents. When I heard of the opportunity to collaborate with the AppySense team, I jumped at the opportunity to be a prototype yard for their field trials. I knew it would be a great opportunity for my students to learn about research and collaborative science. The company graciously provided all the materials free of charge with an agreement that we would follow certain protocols and conduct specific disease testing diagnostics for Varroa and Nosema within our apiary. The equipment provided included in-hive vital sensors for each monitored colony, an AppySense colony links with NFC technology for participating hives, AppySense placed under one hive in the study, an AppySense scale, to place under one hive in the study, just one hive, and a solar-powered AppySense hub to be installed within the apiary area. We were able to choose how many hives we would like to commit to the study. Each sensor was intended to be installed in a hive's brood box. These vital sensors pick up the various pheromone-related chemical signals that may indicate disease presence within a hive. Colony links are the NFC and the QR tags mounted on the hives. By tapping a phone to the tag or scanning the code, we can open the data for that specific hive. The single scale placed under one hive was intended to measure general seasonal changes like honey flow, winter stores running low, robbing action, and conditions in the apiary like outside temperature. The hub is the communication center in the apiary. It gathers data from all the sensors and sends it to the cloud automatically. The sensors, colony links, and scale were also connected to the AppySense app. The app allowed us to enter information about each monitored colony, record observation, upload photos, add diagnostic tests, and follow the history of each hive in one place, as well as receiving general information about the interior and exterior conditions of all monitored hives over time and in real time. The app also included Melly, an AppySense AI assistant that knows her bees. Melly is a personal beekeeping advisor that combines expert knowledge with the history of our hives. She gives specific answers tailored to our apiary and colonies. When something may be wrong, she helps explain what is happening and what to do next step by step. The purpose of AppySense is to help beekeepers and researchers understand what is happening inside the hive without opening it, even in the winter or in between inspections. By detecting honeybee disease long before they become viable and providing practical recommendations, the system can help reduce unnecessary hive inspections and support faster better informed decisions. Some of the parameters measured included local weather conditions, outside-inside hive temperature, humidity and pressure, weight of the scaled hive, and the colony health as determined by the sensor. When the sensors were placed in the hive, bee samples were taken for a sugar roll varroa test and a 25 bee sample crush for Nosema spore testing. At least two more varroa and Nosema diagnostic tests will be performed throughout the beekeeping season. All tests and observations were recorded by taking pictures and uploading that information to the app. So this does provide significant research opportunities for my students. While it's exciting to be included in this global study, I am most excited about the opportunity this prototype provides for my students to learn how research works, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Science is not about knowing it all. We are all students in science. Science is more about admitting we do not know something, but strive to find it out objectively, with the purpose of understanding the workings of our world in a better and beneficial way. As a matter of fact, classic scientific inquiry is based on the null hypothesis. The null hypothesis is an approach that starts off with the assumption that a causation relationship between two observations or observed variables is not statistically significant. In other words, to reduce bias as much as possible, we use the scientific method to try to prove ourselves wrong, not prove ourselves right. Unfortunately, there are examples of those at even the highest levels of science that have forgotten this fundamental approach. I warn my students to read studies very carefully, looking at the methods, the statistical size or power of the study, and the study type. For example, meta-reviews are at the highest level of hierarchy of evidence, while survey studies are a weak form of evidence. The AppySense Global Field Research Program is so refreshing and helpful for student learners because the point of the study is to find pitfalls, to work on communication issues, to refine working together with a group globally. It is real, honest, get your hands dirty type of work with the goals for the greater good. Valuable skills my students are learning include keeping good records, research logs and notes, data collection and management, utilizing technology and incorporating new technology, combining field work with bench work and computerized systems, creating global research networks, working with citizen, industry, and academic research combinations, learning about common honeybee diseases and their impact on bees, and then finally presenting and sharing their work within the scientific community. While the AI revolution can be unsettling, utilization of new technology tools with the fundamental framework of scientific inquiry can be part of finding healthy management solutions within our beekeeping future. And I did have a contributing author from AppySense here. I will try to pronounce her name. It is Kat Tarzina, and her first name, and then her last name was Dreka Serzenowski, I believe, or something of that nature. But I do thank them for their contribution to this article as well, folks at AppySense. Just to check my technicalities that I'm getting it right. There was also several figures in the article, so if you get a chance to check that out in the Beekeeping magazine, you get a chance to see some of my students working with this prototype in the yard. Well, I hope you enjoyed this article this month. Talk to you next time.